Unprotected Sets captures the energy of a live comedy show and brings it directly to your ears. Part stand-up, part interview. You'll get an inside scoop into the tragically funny lives and minds of rising star comics. Real, raw, and funny. It's Unprotected Sets.
Yeah, right, exactly. After gay marriage, we were like, oh, we'll leave you alone for now, but it's time to come for you again, I'm afraid. And my boyfriend and I got two chihuahuas. Chihuahuas, I think, are the gayest dogs. There's nothing like the tiny, toned body of a chihuahua, you know? They're just so hot, you know?
My name is Scout Durwood, and I'm a comedian. I firmly believe who all of us try to be by fitting in is much more of a mask than trying to stand out. I've never wanted to fit in, and there was a little pocket where I tried to, and it was totally unsuccessful. So now I guess I'm much happier kind of going like, oh, I literally don't need your approval. And there's a fearlessness to that. What I do isn't a single medium. It's like razzle-dazzle, song and dance, kind of irreverent comedy show. For me, it's been like relaxing into not wanting to be a part of the popular club that I've never wanted to be a part of. It's taken me a little over a decade to get here. So let's kick the shit out of this weird show.
Are you ready for your next comedian?
Oh my goodness.
Please welcome the absolutely hilarious Scout Durwood.
Bedazzled shapewear, and I feel very confident. A little bit about me. I'm very, like, sex positive. I'm very body positive. I think it's crazy that we try to hide our bodies and our sexuality. Like, that's literally where we all came from. Like, I would absolutely release a sex tape of myself on the internet. Thank you so much. Just one man. Can you imagine uploading your sex tape to YouTube and being like, one view, very good. That's. I would absolutely release a sex tape of myself on the internet, but I am a lesbian. So that's, like, I don't know if the world is ready for that. For that kind of meaningful eye contact. Lesbian porn is just a woman staring straight to camera like, I see you. before I add my ukulele for this next number. Oh. <Woo! coughs> Ladies and gentlemen, a butch and a romper. <Yeah. laughs>
I hate social media. I genuinely believe social media is destroying our capability for basic human connection. Whoop. So this is a song I wrote called, "These are things I've tweeted that I think are funny." And now I want to say them on stage. Do you guys have matching shoes? Yes. Are you guys a couple? Yes. That is so fucking cute. Who bought the shoes? You did? They're wearing matching pink New Balance, which is baller because New Balance are nerdy shoes. Like, that's not... That's great. You guys are great. No ad campaign is like, New Balance. No professional athlete's like, "You've given up? New Balance." "You don't give a fuck and like to stroll? New Balance." All right, it goes like this. "These are things I've tweeted that I think are funny. Now I wanna see them on stage. I tweeted them once and got a digital laugh. Now I'll say them again for you. Oh, 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 on stage. Ladies, looking for a straight man in a gay bar? It's like looking for a needle in a hey girl haystack. Hashtag, am I right?" Hashtag, it gets better. "When people find out I'm a lesbian, they often want to have sex with me. And full disclosure, I've had a lot of sex. But honestly, having sex with me is like buying a Prius. It's much quieter than you'd expect." Lesbianism aside, my favorite part of the day is when the mail comes. When the mail comes. "These are things I've tweeted that I think are funny. Now I wanna see them on stage. Oh, I'm gonna do two more jokes right now and then I'm gonna get off." "Hey, guys, what do you get when you drop a prepackaged frozen waffle on the beach?" "What?" "San Diego."
"San Diego."
"Hey, guys, do you think if you go to Starbucks in Mexico and ask for soy milk, they think you're having an identity crisis? Hashtag soy leche. Hashtag am I milk?"
I was born and raised in Kansas City. I spent every summer at the pool. I had like a very like Midwest family. Like my mom made weird casseroles for dinner. I have two sisters, I have one on each side. I always wanted to be a performer, but I was so shy I couldn't speak. And I was weird. Like, I was like one time for Halloween, I was like, "I want to be a basket of lettuce." And like, couldn't explain why, but like made the costume, was so happy. I had this very vivid imaginary friends world. And I wore a tiara to school every day, but I started like kind of getting teased. And then I got really sad. I like stopped wanting to go to school. Things were like going really badly. My parents were like just machete hacking their way through a divorce. I just stopped being happy. At the end of seventh grade, I wrote a short story, and my main character, who was loosely based off my life, just violently killed herself at the end. And I like dropped red food coloring on the page, being like, "I'm so artsy." And they like pulled me in the office and were like, "You're out of here, kiddo." And they locked me up. It was awful. And they locked me in a padded room. They also thought I was psychotic because I talked to myself all the time or whatever. And then they put me on like antipsychotics. And I had braces at the time. So I'd like pop my pills in between my braces and then pop them out when I got back to my room. It was emotionally rough. My parents did an incredible job raising us, but it was like, you know, we had a really rough deck of cards and everyone kind of dealt with it as best they could.
I am a heavy drinker, and I went to my doctor, and she was like, how much do you drink? And I do what you do with the doctor, which is lie, and I just rounded to the nearest 10 drinks a week. And she's like, well, that's too much. And I was like, well, what's the right amount of drinks in a week? She's like, 7. And I was like, no, it's not. No way is it 7. Like, 0 can be a correct... For a lot of people, the correct number is 0. Some people are like, it's poison, no thank you, and good for you, and you're not invited to my party. But good for you. And good for you, and have fun. And here's a juice, and get out of here, Shelby. You know, like, good for you. I am a heavy drinker, and I hate when comedians on stage, like, make... They, like, talk about how much they drink, you know what I mean? I'm like, ugh. Like, if you have to tell me it's not true. Like, true worshipers of the Church of Alcohol do it, you know, discreetly in private. Like, we could be doing it in front of you, and, like, you don't even know it's happening, you know what I mean? So this is a song I wrote, and it's a love song about the only thing in life I've ever truly loved, which is alcohol. Hit it! It goes like this.
New York. New York nightlife changed my life. Like, those 5 years helped define who I am. I tried a little bit of everything. I emceed burlesque shows as Lady Scoutington, and that was, like, basically me, but, like, stage me. I got so disinterested with being Scout Durwood and was just so much better at being Lady Scoutington. I felt like I don't know how to talk to people, and it was like, then talk at them. Get taller than everybody in the room, hold a microphone, and like I was just a wizard at it. You like walk through the audience and you're singing a song and you just make fun of people. I was really quick-witted and it felt like I'm basically doing stand-up. So then I started performing in clubs. One of the hardest things about stand-up is there's only one button that's right. I've never been great at getting up on a stage in a t-shirt and just telling joke after joke. I didn't fit in. I was thinking that I need to be something that I'm not. A lot of that time, I would drink. I mean, I would royally drink. I think I was still running from how much sad there was in the past. You have to kind of hit a point where you're like, I'm okay being me. My comedy voice is very much defined by the music. And for a while, I wanted to keep them really separate and write songs that were songs and jokes that were jokes. Now it's like sticking them together. The target moved a little bit, but it's much more like what I love to do, which is a big razzle-dazzle stage show.
God damn, the road is long.
Whenever people find out I'm gay, they always want to know the same thing. They're always like, who's your favorite indigo girl? And I'm like, Amy, just kidding, it's Emily. No, you guys know Emily for life. What's up? They always want to know if I've ever had sex with a man, and the answer to that is yes. But in my defense, it was the week I moved from New York City to Los Angeles, and like the men in LA look so much like the lesbians in New York. And that's my bet, and that's 15 minutes of my life we'll never get back, and we move on. Sans regret. Men hit on me a lot. It's very awkward. I was at a... Most of the parts of this next joke are true. I was at a baseball game. That's a lie. I don't do sports. But I was... Whatever it was, I was out and about, and this guy came up to me, and he was hitting on me. And I was like, you know, thank you so much, sir, but I'll stop you here. Full disclosure, I am a lesbian, so I don't want to waste your time or mine. So, you know, off into the night with ye! Whatever you... I never know how to diffuse those awkward situations. Yeah! And he was like, yeah, I get it. And that was his, I mean, that's the only voice I can do for men. That's not fair, but you guys are winning everything else, so give me this. He's like, yeah, I get it, but answer me this. Is it really better to have a woman going down on you than when a guy's going at it? And this is his thing. I didn't make this up. I couldn't if I wanted to. This isn't a sound or motion that I associate with physical intimacy. And I was like, oh my God, ooh, like I felt crazy. I was like, I'm so sorry. You know, sometimes going at it is not the best way to please a lady. And this guy looked at me like I was nuts. Like he looked at me like I had just killed a kitten. But I had not killed a kitten. I had saved a pussy.
For Scout Durward!
I do think comedy is many things, and there's no reason for me to be something that I'm not. I think it's a really hard industry to feel successful, but like, I'm doing it. Like, the world's my oyster. I wish I could tell my younger self, this is gonna make you feel good. When I was in seventh and eighth grade, I wore a tiara to school every day, and I like took it off in college, and then I started wearing them again in shows, and someone was like, why'd you ever stop wearing those? And I thought, you can't wear a tiara and be a comic. But like, now I am. And it's much more freeing. I think Seventh Weird Seattle would be really proud of me. Getting to have the comedy voice that I want to have. I think it's been like a long, it's been like long and it's been hard, but it's everything I wanted.